Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Conducting Market Research. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Product Management in the Product Management Essentials for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore techniques for gathering customer data, methods such as surveys and interviews, and how to analyze market trends. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to effectively gather and analyze market data to inform your product decisions. Main content techniques for gathering customer data. Gathering customer data is an essential first step in conducting market research. It allows you to understand your target audience and their needs. There are several techniques to consider. Surveys. Surveys can be distributed online or in person. They are a cost-effective way to gather quantitative data. Using tools like Google Forms or SurveyMonkey, you can create short surveys with specific questions. For example, a fintech company might ask users about their preferred banking features or their concerns about security. Keep surveys concise, focusing on the most critical questions to ensure higher response rates. Interviews. Conducting one-on-one interviews can provide deeper insights into customer experiences and attitudes. This qualitative approach allows you to ask open-ended questions and explore subjects in more detail. For instance, you might interview a client about their frustrations with current financial apps, giving you valuable insights into the features they desire. Aim to create a comfortable environment that encourages honest feedback. Focus groups. Focus groups involve gathering a small group of individuals from your target market to discuss their opinions on your product or service. This method can yield rich qualitative data and foster creative brainstorming. For example, a fintech startup might hold a focus group to gain feedback on a new app feature, allowing participants to share their thoughts openly. The dynamics of group discussions can often highlight issues that individuals may not mention in one-on-one interviews. Methods, surveys, interviews, competitor analysis. In addition to gathering customer data, it's vital to analyze competitors and market trends. Surveys, as previously mentioned, surveys provide quantitative data that can help identify patterns in customer preferences. Use questions that can be easily analyzed, such as rating scales. A fintech company might survey users on their satisfaction with various services, which can guide product improvements. Be sure to include questions that allow for open-ended responses to capture qualitative insights as well. Interviews. These can complement surveys by allowing you to probe deeper into specific issues. For example, if survey data shows that users are unhappy with the customer service of a competitor, you can conduct interviews to understand the specific pain points and expectations. The insights gained from interviews can lead to actionable strategies to enhance your product's offerings. Competitor analysis. Understanding your competition is crucial. Analyze competitors' offerings, pricing, and customer feedback. Tools like SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, can help you identify gaps in the market that your product can fill. For example, if a competitor's app is known for its complexity, you might focus on creating a more user-friendly experience. Regularly reviewing competitors can also help you stay updated on industry trends and innovations. Analyzing market trends. Once you have gathered customer data and analyzed competitors, the next step is to analyze market trends. This involves looking for patterns over time that can influence your product decisions. Identifying trends, use analytics tools to track user behavior and market dynamics. For instance, if you notice an increase in mobile banking usage, it might be time to enhance your app's mobile features. Tools like Google Analytics can provide insights into user engagement and preferences. Interpreting data, look beyond the numbers. What do they really mean for your product? If data shows a decline in interest in traditional banking methods, this could signal a shift towards digital finance solutions. Contextualizing data with customer feedback can provide a clearer picture of market needs. Feedback loops establish mechanisms for continuous feedback. This can include monitoring social media, online reviews, and customer support inquiries. By staying attuned to customer sentiments and market shifts, you can adapt your product strategy accordingly. Consider implementing regular check-ins with customers to keep the lines of communication open. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered essential techniques for gathering customer data, including surveys, interviews, and competitor analysis, as well as how to analyze market trends. Remember that effective market research is an ongoing process that will inform your product decisions and help you stay competitive in the fintech landscape. By applying these techniques, you will enhance your ability to meet customer needs and drive your product's success. Reflection questions: how could you leverage surveys to gather specific insights about your target audience's preferences? In what ways could competitor analysis impact your product development decisions? What strategies can you implement to continuously gather market feedback as your product evolves?